Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, located at 1600 South Main Street. Our congregation has had the privilege of serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. May God bless you as together we continue building on the rock.
Welcome to St. Peter's. Welcome to all our guests and visitors with us tonight. Please take a moment to fill out a visitor card. They're located in the back of your worship pews. You can put them in the offering plate later on in the service. This weekend we begin the Epiphany season of the church year. And Epiphany simply means light. As we celebrate Jesus, who is God's light, or the light of the world, has come. And tonight we begin with this light of the world, Jesus coming at his baptism. It's from there where he would then begin his earthly ministry that would lead him all the way to the cross on Calvary. Please arise as we continue with our service folder on page 2. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, and also with you. God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congregation may be seated for our scripture lessons. Beginning on the bottom of page 4, lesson from the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at verse 1. In Isaiah's second sermon song, the Messiah revealed that he would be the light of salvation for all nations, Jews and Gentiles alike. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength." He says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those in Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." This is the word of our Lord. Alleluia. A lesson from the New Testament, Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 25. Through the conversion of the Gentile jailer of Philippi, Jesus was revealed as the light of the world, the Savior of all mankind. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. This is the word of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for tonight's meditation is printed on page 6 of your worship bulletins. It is the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. It is the account of Jesus' baptism. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as people sort of grow from being teenagers into young adults, they come to understand this thing called budgeting their money. It's about sitting down and understanding the difference between the wants and the needs in your life. Of course, the wants are the things that we can live without, but the needs are the things that we can't live without. The need is food. The want would be going to Taco Bell every night for dinner to get it. The need is home. But the want would be having the biggest house on the block. The need is clothes. The want would be having a whole closet full of designer clothing. The need is money. The want would be having enough to buy whatever we want, when just having enough to pay the bills would suffice. I guess with a lot of things in life, it is either a want or a need. A while back, I overheard a woman asking her friend why she wanted to get her child baptized. And to which her friend replied, "Because he needed it." Today, we're going to take a look at baptism. And for all the people on the face of this earth, it is a need, and a complete need. Baptism is the one thing that we cannot live without or hope to live eternally without. Tonight we take a look at the need for Jesus' baptism and also the need of our own baptisms. There was a need for Jesus' baptism. I'm sure when Jesus was growing up as a young man or in his 20s, Growing up, people probably thought that he was just the son of a carpenter. To many people, he was probably just the son of Mary and Joseph and nothing more. And it wasn't until John the Baptist showed up, who by preaching and baptizing began preparing the way for Jesus so that it could be revealed who Jesus really was. So that the one day that Jesus came down the road and stood on the shores of the Jordan River, there John the Baptist looked up and he exclaimed, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then Jesus came down into the river and there John baptized him. And do you know that Jesus' baptism, it's the one place in all of Scripture where you have all three persons of the triune God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in the same place at the same time and under the same circumstance. The Son of God in the river being baptized, the Spirit of God descending in the form of a dove, and the Father speaking from heaven, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And with the descent of the Spirit and the voice of the Father, it gave absolute proof that this Jesus, more than just a carpenter's son, but that he in fact was the very Son of God. The baptism of Jesus was more than just an outward display or an outward act, but it was an act that was needed. For here, Jesus would be declared with power to be the very Son of God. It would be here at his baptism that now Jesus would begin his earthly ministry, a ministry in which he would redeem the souls of all men, a ministry that would endure and carry through all the way to the cross on Calvary. It would be here at his baptism that Jesus would take and put himself in our place, taking upon himself our life, becoming the sinner's substitute for sin. As it was written, that he, taking the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. The baptism of Jesus was needed because here is where Jesus was set forth and proclaimed to be the Savior of the world. In our church, we have 87 infants and toddlers on our cradle roll program. These children, no different than we were one day way back when, who were born of a mother and a father. And like us, were born of a sinful mother and a sinful father, which makes sinful children. And as parents then bring their children and we stand at the baptismal font and go through the order of holy baptism, it is there we are reminded of our sinful condition. That as we were conceived and born, we were born totally defective in our human nature, flawed in our spirit, and lacking of any righteousness before God. And without a new life of forgiveness before our holy God, there is only damnation and death. And that is why Jesus spoke about the great need for baptism, as he said, "Unless a man is born again of water and the word, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." The act of baptism is very simple. It is the taking of water with the word of God, as the pastor pours on the water or sprinkles, saying, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." It's a very simple act, but it is a very needed act. That here is where the Holy Spirit comes, which we say through the means of grace, that he comes and plants the saving faith in our hearts. He washes away our sin and makes us to be the children of God. And at our baptisms, it is where the same Spirit descends. and plants a faith in the hearts of our children. It is where the same Son of God is present, filling our children's hearts with forgiveness. It is where the same Heavenly Father looks on, giving His approval, and announces that, yes, here is a child of God. Remember your baptisms? Well, maybe you were too young to remember your baptisms. Maybe you've seen pictures of your baptisms. Maybe you, your parents, or your grandparents, the godparents holding you at the baptismal font for a picture. Maybe you are baptized in the same church that your parents or grandparents were baptized in. Maybe you are baptized by the same pastor that baptized your parents or other relatives. Maybe you are baptized in that family baptismal gown, right, that had been passed down from generation to generation. But all those things are not what makes baptism so special. What makes baptism so special is the promise of God that is connected through the act. That as we are baptized and as the water flows, there the Holy Spirit is washing away sins and planting a faith in our hearts in our Savior. That Savior who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That Savior who from the moment of His baptism would eventually end up on a cross on Calvary, there shedding His blood to atone for our sins, the sins that we were born with, the sins of our present, and the sins of our future. And then as that Savior was put to death and died upon that cross for our sins, and as He was placed in that cold, darkened tomb, it also is another picture of our baptisms. For it is written that we would be buried with Christ through baptism into His death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, that we too may live a new life. And what that means is that when Christ made the payment for our sins, His payment became our payment. The suffering and the death that He endured became our suffering and our death. And His victory over death when He arose from the grave became our victory through faith. And that faith and those promises, all of it, came to us through our baptisms. Baptism is more than just parents bringing their children to the baptismal font because that's what you're supposed to do when you have children. Baptism is more than just a family event, right? So that when it's time for a baptism, that it's the one time that all of our family shows up in church together. It's more than just an event. Baptism is understanding and knowing that this is the beginning of our children's faith and the beginning of their walk with their Heavenly Father. This is where their faith is planted, and then Christian parents then take their children away from the baptismal font and take them home and then continue to nurture that faith that the Holy Spirit has planted in them. Parents carrying out the responsibility to then bring their children back into church for worship, for Sunday school, for Christian education, for catechism classes, taking their children home and having home devotions, teaching them how to pray and giving them opportunities to serve in love. So that there's not a day that goes by that their children do not know the love that their Lord and Savior Jesus had for them. A love that came to them at their baptisms. And that every time they are reminded of their own baptisms, they are reminded that that is where and that is the place where God made me His child forevermore. This weekend we begin the Epiphany season of the church here. And of course, Epiphany means light. As we take a look at Jesus, the light of the world, as He came and now we sort of see the ministry and His work that He carried out for the salvation of His people. The Epiphany season begins today with Jesus' baptism. For it is from here at Jesus' baptism that he would then go on in his ministry for the salvation of his people. This is a good day also to remind ourselves of our own baptisms. That it is our baptisms that we receive the promises of God that also made us his children, and to daily make use of our baptisms. You may remember memorizing in confirmation class what baptism means. You may remember these words. That baptism means that our old sinful nature with its evil deeds and desires should be daily drowned by daily contrition and repentance and die. And that day by day, a new man of faith should arise as from the dead to live in the presence of God in righteousness and purity now and forever. And it all came to us at our baptisms. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God keep and guard your hearts and minds now and forever. Amen. We continue by confessing our Christian faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed on page 6. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And now, brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. Our address is 1600 South Main Street. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. We'll be back next week with another edition of Building on the Rock. Until then, God be with you.